Right, you need the two way, Rabbi Joey Grunfeld.
Good morning. I want to talk about today Soda Sticker Mitzvah, which I haven't heard very often people talking about it. It's such an incredible din, which we'd never believe ourselves. And that's the din of Zokin Mamre. A Zokin Mamre is somebody who is a Groyser Godel who paskens against the Bezdin HaGodel. He thinks he's right and the Bezdin are wrong, and he's got all the proofs in the world, and he paskens for his town, even though he knows, bemazed, even though he knows full well that the Bezdin HaGodel holds faket. Such a person is Chayv Misa. I read out the sort of sikkum of the Rambam. Avazokin mamrei ha'omo batoyra hu chocham echot michachmei Yisrael. It's a great chocham. Sheish b'yod a kabbalah v'din u'mayr b'dvar. He's got a kabbalah in halacha. U'mayr b'divrei toyra k'moy shi'adunu chochma chachmei Yisrael shebos machlekes b'din min adinim. But this one, he's arguing in basin ha'godol. V'leichoza l'divreihem. He wouldn't retract to Paskin like their psak. V'hoire las, so it had to be Moira. He gave a psak for his killer, not to do like Bezdin HaGodel. Gozra olav toira misa. That's an incredible din. That's in this week's Sedra. Another Rambam. Ein zochin mamre chayv misa ad shei hei chochom shegia lahiro somuch. He says somuch. B'sanhedrin. We talk about a godel hadoya. V'yachlik al bezdin v'dova shez doina koris v'shigigosa chatas. They're paskening on serious issues. Something which shoigeg, you bring a chatas. And the mazid, you bring a. You get. Yeah, sorry, not you bring, they bring you. Yechayv Misa. Rambam also says. The Ein Zokan Mamre Chayv Misa, actually, Chochom Shegir Lahiro, Somuch Besanhedrin, the Yachlik al Bezdin Bedovish is doing a curse, she goes to Chachatos. So we're talking about an Odin Godel. We're talking about a Chochem Michachme Yisrael. We're talking about a Godel, but he thinks he's right, and the Bezin are wrong, and he goes against their Psak and Paskins. And then we have, of course, the famous Rashi Apiatoro and Chazal Apiatoro Asher Yerucho, our Mishpot Asher Yoim Elucho, Loisos Men Adav Asher Yigid Lucho Yemin Osmoil. We all know the famous Rashi. Afilim Oimelach Al Yamin Shu Smoil Vasmoil Shu Yamin. He says the right is left, and the rest left is right. Because Oimelach Al Yamin Yamin Val Smoil Shmat. But we're talking about a person who says Yamin is Smoil. So I know what my right hand is, and I know what my left hand is. That means he's wrong. He's saying the Bezdin are wrong. The Bezdin are saying Yamin, and I know it's Smoil. He's absolutely 100%. A person knows what his Yamin is, what his Smoil is. So he's passing up according to his Yamin. And Afila Hochi, the Torah says, he's put to death. But the din is Imoy. The Halach is like him. A Yamin is Yamin. How do you understand this halacha? And it goes further than that. The Osnai in the Torah is medayik. It starts off, the pasuk starts off ki yiflo mimcha dovol mishpot din the din, etc., etc. V'kamto ki yiflo mimcha v'kamto v'oliso v'oso v'osiso. It's all b'loshen noichach. Torah is speaking to you directly. And then it carries on. Suddenly it turns to the third person. It turns from Noichat to Nista. It starts Lecho, you. That means there's a relationship between Rabbi Nishlayim and you, the Godel, who's passing one way. But then suddenly, Vo'ish Asher Yaseh Bezodah Levilt Yishmael Akai Naimin Umeis HaShahu, says those nine of the Torah, once you've gone against the psak of the Sanhedrin HaGodel, the Rabbi Nishlayim doesn't have anything to do with you. It's turned from a Lecho, Mimchok, Kamtov, or Lisa, or Bosa, that bunch has been to you directly. But you've heard the Pesach of the Bezdin, and you're Asisa Bezod, and you go back to your town, and you paskan like yourself, then Rabbi Sham starts, he removes you. Doesn't want to have anything to do with you, and the Loshen changes from Noichach to Nista, or Isha Huay. Torah doesn't want to have anything to do with him. That's the diuk of the Oznayin LaTorah. There's another strange thing. It says, V'chola om yishmu v'yiru, yiru, says Rashi, mikan shemamtinin loy ad aregel. It means we don't put him to death, we don't execute him until Yom Tov. Yom Tov is the time when the whole of Klal Yisrael are together. So we want v'chola om yishmu v'yiru, they should see. Normally we've got a halacha that we're not malining somebody when it's inu hadin. If somebody's had a psak din of misa, it's inu hadin. Bezdin execute him immediately. And here the chet is so terrible that we wait ma'anes hadin, and we wait until the regal so that everybody should see. What is it? What is it that is so terrible? Just by the way, the Ramban learns a little differently on your minus smile, and his makor is a Sifri. It's not that they say minus smile. I mean, your minus smile, that means they're wrong. But they paskin in a way where you, the Zoket Mamre, you feel you've got all the riyas in the world. To you, it's 100% yamin. And they paskin with a different sfora. You've got all the riyas in the world that you're right. So it's nearing. The Loshon is afilu marin be'einehem al yamin shu smile. That means in the eyes of the Zoket Mamre, they're wrong. I've got all the sforas on my side. And they're paskin wrong. You still have to go according to what they say. And the Rambam sort of puts it in this way. He says that why do you have to buckle under to their psak? You don't understand them. You're sure you're right. You've got all the riyas. Why do you have to buckle under? He says, Ki ruach yisborach al meshor se mikdoshoi. Baruch Hashem won't allow his Sanhedrin HaGadol to make a mistake. It might be all wrong to you, but they have the Siyata Dishmaya as the Bezin HaGadol, and they will be right at the end of the day, whether you understand it or you don't understand it. They are the representatives of the Rabbeinu Shalom. They are the Bezin HaGadol. And the Bezdin HaGadol have siyat d'shmaya not to make a mistake. The Gaon brings on a posuk, Kesem al sifsei melech b'mishpot lo yim al piv. There is a charm on the lips of a king in judgment. His mouth will not deceive. It says that's going mal malka. So Kesem al sifsei melech, mal malka rabbonon. A kesem, there's a charm on the words of our chachomim. They won't emit a wrong psak. The Rebbeinu Shalom won't allow them to emit a wrong psak, even if it got the whole situation wrong. But at the end, the psak will be the right psak. He brings the right one. The Gemara's rather made a mistake. He paskin and Ichsim got all embarrassed. He had got it wrong. At the end, they found out that the situation was a different situation, and the psak fitted this situation, even though Rava thought the situation was different. But Rava was Rava, and the Bezdin is the Bezdin. And a person has to believe, even if he feels that they've got it wrong, their yamin is he's got the yamin on his side, Bezdin won't make the mistake. That's the Ramban's approach. So a hashkofa has to have that amuna to rely on our Bezdin HaGadol. Incredible. It's mashma to me. He brings an example of a famous story of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabban Gamliel on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yeshua made a cheshbon that Yom Kippur was on Yud Aleph, and his Yud Aleph was Yom Kippur, and Rabban Gamliel said it was the day before. And Rabbi Gamliel ordered Rabbi Yeshua to come b'makla b'mos with his purse and with his stick. He had to travel to Rabbi Gamliel, who was on the Bezdin HaGadol, on the day which he thought was Yom Kippur. Now imagine, he had to transgress Yom Kippur. He had to carry, he had to bring his money, because Rabbi Gamliel was the Bezdin HaGadol. So it's a bit of mashal from the Ramban. Had he not gone, he would have been judged as a zokem mama, Rabbi Yeshua. People on the Chaim, yeah, Rabbi Shua, a thousand times mentioned in the Gemara, Rabbi Shua would have gone against Rabbi Gamliel, who was the best in HaGadol. He would have been reckoned as a Zokan Mamra. So why is it such a grave Aveira? So I want to read you out a Chinuch. The Chinuch learns like Rashi. And Yomin smile. They say on Yomin that it's smile. They're wrong. Yeah. Listen to this. What is this mitzvah? Mishor shei ha-mitzvah lefi she-deyes b'nei odom chalukim zeh mizeh. You know, Yiddish kop. People have different ideas and they think differently. Lo yishtabu lo'olam harbe deyes b'dvorim. Not everyone thinks the same. V'yodua odon ha'kol baruch hu she'ilu tiyah kavonis kesuvei ha'toyra mesur b'yad kol echad v'echad. If our mitzvahs, Torah Shabbat Peh, Torah Shabbat Ksav, will be given to decide by every single individual, minei odon ish ish kafi zichloi yefarish kol echad mem divrei Torah kafi shesavorasa, each one will darsh on the Torah according to his seichel, v'yar beha machlikas v'yisroel b'mashmos ha'mitzvahs. The Tasa HaToyer could come a Toyerus. Okay, and you should have the mitzvah Zacharei Rabban Nahatai. That's why you go after the Rav. Al-Kain Elokeinu, Shu Odon Kol HaChochmas, Hishlim Toyer Sein, he was Mashlim the Toyer, these are one of the last mitzvahs in the Toyer, in Pasha Shoyftim, Toyeras Emes, Im HaMitzvah Zois, Shetzivonu Lehisna Heg Bo Al-Pi HaPirish Ho HaMitzi, then he adds, of a whole doy of a doy, Gam came, Shanishmael Hachomim Hanim Soim, the Chachomim are the ones who have the Messiah of Klal Yisrael in their hands. Shekimlu Divreya, Al Gedoyim are the ones who were Makabal from the Freer, Dicker, Veshosu Maim Yisifreya, they're the ones who were Ma'amik in the earliest forest. They, our Chachomim, our Gedolim, are the ones who have been Benyageya in the previous Gedolim. So they are the Hemshech, the rightful Hemshech of the Doya beforehand. With this approach, we will come to the Emes. If we don't have this approach, we work according to our own Anias Datenu, Lo Nitzlach Lekoil. Val Derech HaEmes, listen to this. Val Derech HaEmes, Vashvach, HaGodl, Mezois HaMitzvah, Omer Zichroin Lebrocha, Lo Yisosu Mimenu Yomin Asmoil. Afilu Yoyim Elecho Al Yomin Shehu Smoil. Val Smoil Shehu Yomin, Lo Yisosu Mimitzvah Yisom. Kloima, shafinu yehem toyim. Not like the Rambam. Afinu yehem toyim. Bedove echad min avarim ein roy elonu lachlek aleim. Aval nase kita usom. Vetoyim lizboil tos echad. It's kedai to be soivel one toys for you kol masurim tachas datz matoy vadomin. Veloy shiyasa kol echad ech kvidatze shebezei ye churben hadas. Vechiluk leva om vehefsid ha'um elegomri. If we don't have a central authority, an authority who pasken, who are the ones who on whom the mantle of the Messiah is given. If we don't have such a system, then Yiddishkeit will collapse. And the Zochen Mamre, he might be right. But the Bezdin HaGadol, in their mistake, say, Azoi, for the sake of the continuity of Klal Yisrael, he has to buckle under to them. And if he doesn't, he's undermining the whole bosses, the basis of what Yiddishkeit is. And the Chiddush is Mechadish, just goes, it's not just Vayomamahem. It's in our days as well. The mantle falls on the Gedolim, who are the Gedolim of Klal Yisrael. They are the rightful owners of the Messiah. And we have to buckle under to their dea, even if they're wrong. And with that he says, it's unbelievable. He says the Gemara, famous Gemara of the Tanach Noi, famous Tomei de Gatana, which Rabbi Eleza said one way, and the majority said the other way. And so Rabbi Eleza wanted to prove himself. What did he do? He said, Amas Amayim should go, the river should flow backwards, if I'm wrong. So the river flows backwards. The walls are, Lo Bashamayim, we don't care. Yeah. That's what they answered. No, Achri Abn Lahatis. Then he said, the walls of the base of Medrash should collapse, if I'm wrong. The walls started collapsing. Yeah, you're right. I am right. And to prove I'm right, let the walls collapse. And the walls collapsed. Took no notice. Then what happened? He said, there's a bus coil should come out. How's it go? They took no notice of the Basco. So the Gemara carries on. What's happening? Who? Elior? Was Elior? I can't remember. Yeah. One second. Ashkechei Rab Nosson le Elior. Rab Nosson found Elior. Omalei ma ovid HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'hi shata. What? How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu react to this amazing, amazing story? Rabbi Eliezer was right. The Basco said he was right. They said, Ein Mashkichim Basco. Leba Shomayim. Omalei, Chayech v'oma nitzchuni b'ni. The Rabbi Yisham is smiling. And he's saying, Nitzchuni b'onai. My children have defeated me. Frank the Chinner, what do you mean? My children have defeated me. You can't defeat the Rabbi Yisham. How can you utter the words, Nitzchuni Bonai? My children have defeated me. Is there such a thing as the Rabbi Yisham is defeated? So he says the following: Cholila Leo is Nitzochan Lefonach Baruch Hu. Alo Perish Hadovu Hu Al Inyan Zeh. שבמחלקס הזה, שהוי לרבי אליעזר עם חבר רבו, אמס הויו כרבי אליעזר. רבי אליעזר was right. וכדברי הבסקו שחרי כמויסוי. So the אמס was with רבי אליעזר. ואחר בי שהוי אמס איתוי בזה, בישרון פלפולוי על חבר רב, לא יודו לסויף דעתוי. The rest of his colleagues could not cut the depth of his reasoning. And they thought he was wrong. But he was right. Because they didn't understand what he said. And according to their avona, they were right. They still didn't understand. You've got to go after Rabban Lahatas. That's the way we think. Look at him. Even if they're wrong. They've defeated me. They haven't got the emes with them. The majority don't have the emes. ואם בואו מלא מכוח מצווס התוירה שציביסים לשמוע אל הרוי ואחרי רב להטויס, אם פעם על פפון יש להודס מפעם הזויס, I have to admit to them that going on to my toירה, שתהיה הואמס נעדרס. That's the Nitzchuni Bonai, that the emes is nederes. The emes is hidden. They didn't get it. And in that way, the Nitzchuni Bonai, the psach's like them, and the emes is like me. Such a chiddush that is. And nevertheless, the din is achrei rabbi nahatis, even if they're wrong. Because as the chinuch says, for the sake of the continuity of Klal Yisrael, if you undermine their authority, the whole of Yiddishkeit can break down, and you have 1,000 Torahs, and everything will break up. Now you think to yourself, listen to that. I'll tell you why I chose this subject. Because I've always been this spoil. I can't get over our system. The system works to this day. You have to understand, we've been 2,000 years in Godus. Who appointed Rabbi Eliashiv, Zechet HaLivrocha, as the Pesach HaDoy? Who appointed Rabbi Chaim Kalnievsky as the Pesach HaDoy? How did it become the Gadoyim? It works seamlessly. One God is Nifter. I remember when Rabbi Aaron Leib became the God Hadoya, I had never heard of him. I didn't know who Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman was. But I think, was he after Rav Shach? I can't remember. The Shalshelis HaKabbalah. But he suddenly rose to fame. I had never heard of him. And he became the go-to God Hadoya. And everything was passed by him. Who appointed them? But it worked. Klal Yisrael know who to go to. The Gedolim have been given to us by the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we know who those Gedolim are. And every doya, one goes, and one passes, and the other one comes, and it works seamlessly for 2,000 years in a Golus where we have no Beis HaMikdash, and Klal Yisrael's Torah is intact. Our Torah Shebi Ksav is intact. I told you about Perzik intact. We have them, so we know exactly how you can paskin. who are paskin? It's the most incredible system which works and keeps us going. And how do they become the Gedolim? Because they're the ones, to quote the Chinuch, Shekiblu Divrayim, they were Makabot the previous Doyosh, Veshosu Maimis Ephraim. For Yogu Kama Yogias, we know these people who are Yogu Kama Yogias. By Yomim of Alelis, Lahovin, Oimik, Melem, and Plias, they're same. They are the ones who spend Yomim Kalelis in learning, and we see their middas. They emerge seamlessly out of Klal Yisrael, and they become the Gedolim, and they become the next Doya whom we all subscribe to. We're intact. And we should know that the Chaznish said that's not just in Halacha. He calls it in Yonah of Shuk. You know, in worldly matters we think, you know, Halacha is one thing, so we've got the Gedolim. In worldly matters we'll decide ourselves. The truth of the matter is that in worldly matters they also have the last say. They get the siyata d'shmaya, the way the Ramban said, they get the siyata d'shmaya, that they get it right, they give us the right advice. We go to them for all kinds of things which don't have to do with halacha, which in Yonim in our lives. Chofetz Chaim said, if you've got people who say your face is blackened and other people say your face is shoe polish on. Your face is white, so you've got an eitzah. You go to the mirror, and you'll see whether your face is white or your face is black. It says black. So the Chofetz Chaim If you want to know whether your face is white or white is black, your mirror is the Torah. The Torah is your mirror. And it will show you whether your face is white or your face is black. And there are things in the Torah which, in Shas, in Torah Shabbat Peh, the thing that the Mara talks about, Midah De'Alma, all the time. And for example, Chofetz Chaim is being an example. La'olam yashalish yashish odam isma oisif shlish b'karka shlish b'pragmatia b'shlish tachas yodav. There's eitzes in the Torah for Midah De'Alma as well. And the Gedolim who are Boki B'Shas know their eitzes, and they get that Tziyat Ishmaya, that the right thing comes out of their mouths. And they know what to say, and they get it right because they get Siyat Dishmaya. Our Gedoy Lehadar. How did Rav Landa Shlita, Rav Landa and Rav Hillel Hirsch? These are the two Gedolim of today. Are you aware of that? Everything now, all the big problems of the day are going to these two people. They're the Rosh Yeshiva of Slobodka. They didn't go to them before. They went to Chaim Kanievsky. They went to Rav Eliashiv. And now everybody turns to them. To Rav Dov Landau and to Rav Hillel Hirsch. Something has emerged. I can't get over it. But it works. And it's worked for thousands of years. And that's who we are. You need to understand. That's why the Torah is so mapped on this. And that is why, if Zocher Mamre, he can be the greatest Godel. But if he paskens against the Bezdin HaGodel, he's undermining, not just the Bezdin HaGodel, he's undermining the fabric and the bricks of the building of Klal Yisrael. And there's danger, if we paskens like him, there's danger of the whole, all this edifice breaking down. So therefore he's Chayav Misa, and not only is Chayav Misa, it's so bad the Rabbi Shem Taker withdraws from him. He goes from a Loshen Noichav to a Loshen Nisra. He withdraws from him. And we go so far as to we wait until Yom Tov. Although Inu Adin is also, but this Zocher Mamre is so dangerous. Even though he means Elah, he thinks he's right. But he's so dangerous because he can undermine the fabric of the whole edifice of Klal Yisrael. The Kol Yisrael, Yishmor, Yerub Yishmor, Yishmor Yori. Yeah, I always do that to make sure somebody's listening and corrects me. I knew it definitely. Yeah. B'chol Yisrael, Yishmor Yishmor. So everyone has to see that this is Zocher Mamre, and we put him to death. That's an incredible, incredible halacha. We should know this is one of the foundations which keep Klal Yisrael going. What? The chinuch is in Tok Sadivot.